This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Goodman, analyst, basketball analyst for Stadium, joins us now. Hey, Jeff, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Jeff, what's up?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
What's doing
up,
well. Man? How about yourself, all right?
Everything's good. You know, we got conference tournaments, the big boys next week. Then, like the next month, it's crazy, but good.
Yeah, nice. You know, and speaking of which, Chef, you know, we've seen, you know, Zion not on this Duke team and where this team is struggling the other night, find a way to win, but beating Wake at home as Barrett was brilliant, and the last ditch runner or layup by Wake late rolled right off the rim. What do you hear here about Zion and where he is in his recovery from that sprained knee?
Nobody knows for sure. But everything I keep hearing points to the fact that he'll be back for the ACC tournament. But again, you just don't know. The longer this thing goes, the more you start to get concerned that somebody got into the ear of, you know, his parents, whoever's making the decision. I think ultimately it's going to be really hard for anybody to tell that kid, if he's healthy, you can't play. You know, he's just got too much enthusiasm for the game. You can tell he loves it. He loves his teammates, all that. So I think it's going to be hard to keep him out. It's not like Ben Simmons. When Ben Simmons came here from Australia, I remember talking to him, and he said, my goal was never to play in a national title or a Final Four. My goal was to play in the NBA. Zion Williamson's goal was to win a national title. He grew up watching college basketball in South Carolina, so it's different. So again, I think if he's healthy enough, he plays. I just think they're being overly cautious, which they should be with him.
Yeah, I think they handle it the right way also. Jeff, let me ask you, after Zion, who would you rate as the second-best NBA prospect?
Yeah, it's R.J. Barrett. It's got to be R.J. Barrett. I mean, really, you could make a case that he's the number one pro prospect, because the only thing he really doesn't have in his game is a consistent perimeter shot, and NBA people figure, you know what? That's the area you can improve the most when you work. This kid's got like a pro game and a pro mentality to him, and he's had it a long time. His dad, Rowan, told me a story years ago that they would put him around the dinner table, and he has a sister as well, and the parents, they'd have the sister hold a fork in his face, and they would do interviews with him. And
nice. That's pretty
when
cool.
He was like 10, 11 years old, they'd walk into the airport, and they would have him. They would say, you get us to the terminal. You figure it out. We're not going to tell you. So they kind of prepped him all these years to kind of lead, to be mature. And his basketball game shows that too. I mean, he can get to the basket whenever he wants. He's got great body control. He can make people better. He's 6'8". The only thing, again, he doesn't do great right now. He's shooting from the perimeter. And that's Duke's Achilles heel. And that's what you're seeing with Zion out, is Zion just makes up for that flaw and other flaws, because he impacts the game in so many ways. You know, offensively, you don't have to take as many threes because he can just go get it off the glass, and he's such a mismatch nightmare for anybody out there.
You know, Jeff, let's head out to Lawrence, Kansas, and how about the Jayhawks? I mean, it's remarkable. 14 straight years of winning the regular season Big 12 title. That's coming to an end this year. What about this Jayhawk team here for Bill Self and for Kansas?
I'm going to give a shameless plug to my podcast, because I talked to Bill Self last night, and I was just going to tweet out the podcast that I did with Bill. And listen, he knew when Big
Wait, Jeff,
Joe
Jeff, Jeff, Joe tell goes, tell people where to find the podcast. Yeah. Plug it hard.
All right. I appreciate that. Good and Plenty podcast. You can find it wherever, you know, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Same place you could listen to Taz and the Moose's podcast.
There
How about
go.
That?
There you go.
There you go, buddy.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's a good effort. So, you know, I asked him that. I said, like, you know, when did you think it was over? And he said, well, it's not over. It's not like we're done for the season. You know, we lost the streak. I knew it was going to end at some point. I knew it wasn't going to go on forever. And when Big Doak, Udoka Azubuike, when he went out for the year, I think then Bill knew it was going to be really tough, because he said that the difference is Dedrick Lawson is a great passer as a big man that you could put on a high post. He couldn't do that once Doak went out for the year. So they went from having a guy down low who was the ultimate kind of throwback post player. And again, there's certain coaches that still utilize that if they have that, Roy Williams and Bill Self being the main two. And he went from having him to now having to rely so much on Dedrick Lawson, and Lawson having to change kind of his game and who he was a little bit. So he felt like that was the difference. But yeah, they could still make a run to the second weekend, maybe the Elite Eight. I don't see any way they can win at all. They're too thin, inconsistent, and they have no size now.
You listen to Taz and the Moose, and our guest is Jeff Goodman, I should say, basketball analyst at Stadium. Jeff, let me ask you, Tony Bennett's Virginia team, offensively heading into the NCAA tournament. Concerns, no concerns? Break it down for us if you don't mind.
Zero concerns. There's a different team than last year. Number one, remember, they didn't have DeAndre Hunter against UMBC in that 16-1 upset. Should they have lost without DeAndre Hunter? No, they should have beaten UMBC. We know that. But I think if they had him, we wouldn't be here talking about it ad nauseum. these guys have handled it so well in a sense of, like, the maturity. I remember seeing Kyle Guy, ACC Media Day before the season, and it's in Charlotte. And he just, the way he handled it, his maturity, and he said, he goes, they were staying at the same hotel where they were knocked out the year before. And he walks up to the front door, and the doorman says, welcome back. And Kyle just smiled, and he just started cracking up. Like, yeah, welcome back. Sure. But again, they've handled it head on, and that's Tony Bennett. We got to remember, like, how dominant this team has been the last few years in the regular season. I mean, this is going to be their fourth ACC title, regular season title, in the last 6 years. His record is 10 games better than Kay's or Roy's in the regular season. I get they haven't been to a Final Four, but at some point, Tony Bennett's going to get one. I think it's going to be this year.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, Jeff, when you look at, you know, if Zion's healthy, everyone believes, you know, Duke is the favorite to win the national championship. You mentioned about Virginia getting to the Final Four. There's a difference between getting the Final Four and winning a national title. How many teams, if you look at it, do you think, Jeff, or, you know, round number, how many teams do you think can get themselves to a Final Four, and how many teams do you think can win a national championship this year?
I think there's probably, like, 25 that could get to a Final Four.
Okay.
That could win four straight, right? Four straight, you got to expand it to you know, a bunch of teams. Six straight is the difference. Six straight is to me, a group of maybe six, seven, eight teams at most. I mean, you got to go Virginia, Carolina, and Duke out of the ACC as long as Duke has Zion. If they don't have Zion, they can't win six straight. Kentucky, Tennessee out of the SEC, there's five. Michigan State, Michigan, there's seven. Who am I forgetting? Gonzaga, obviously. There's eight. There's your eight right there for me.
And I can understand that. And, you know, you look at it, of those eight, though, Jeff, who do you think is the one that you have the least amount of confidence in?
For me, well, boy, the two teams out of the Big Ten, I just don't know if I see really having a good shot at winning six straight. They'd probably be down there with Tennessee. If I had to say that, the top four for me are Gonzaga, Virginia, Kentucky, Duke. Those are your top four, Carolina being fifth.
We're talking to Jeff Goodman, covers college hoops for The Athletic. You know, Jeff, you look at, you know, obviously Zion has dominated the landscape. We talked about R.J. Barrett. For those that have not watched Ja Morant this year play, who's expected to be a, you know, top three, top four pick come June in the NBA draft. How special of a guard do you think Morant is?
He's like the new age point guard. That's what he is. I mean, he's like Russell Westbrook light. You know, he's a freak athlete. He's got another gear to him. He's not a great perimeter shooter. He can make them. He's streaky. Plays hard as heck. Can defend if he wants to. So the areas he's got to work on are obviously taking care of the basketball. The same areas you would say about Russ, taking care of the basketball, being a better perimeter shooter, and defending consistently. But again, so athletic, great, great kid. From everything that everybody's told me, like he's an elite kid, was under recruited, obviously, to end up at Murray State, but picked Murray State over South Carolina. South Carolina showed a ton of interest at the end when offered him a scholarship. He was supposed to visit South Carolina the week after he visited Murray State, and he says, you know what? This reminds me of home. I'm going to Murray State.
Good for him. And, exactly.
Yeah. Hopefully they get to the NCAA tournament. I mean, right now they're on the wrong side of the bubble, guys.
Yeah.
So they probably need to win the Ohio Valley Conference tournament to get in or need some help.
Hey, so, Jeff, let me ask you this. So let's just pretend. All right, yeah, there's a slim chance, as we know, I'm being sarcastic, that Luke Walton could be, unfortunately, out of a job with the Lakers. Do you see him?
It's done.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Do you think he ends up being the new UCLA head coach?
Well, I think, listen, I talked to one person close to him who said he didn't think he wanted, Luke ultimately wants to be in college. So I could see Luke taking a year off. He had a brief stint during the lockout as an assistant coach at Memphis under Josh Pazner years ago. So he's seen it a little bit. He knows it. I think it could be a battle, though, if he wants to get in college, between UCLA and Arizona. If Arizona makes a move on Sean Miller, remember, Luke went to Arizona.
Yep.
Obviously, his dad is arguably, you know, one of the greatest players ever at UCLA. Where I went to Arizona. Where would you rather live? You'd rather live in L.A. to meet in Tucson.
Tucson's pretty nice, though. I've been to Tucson. Tucson's nice.
Listen, it is, no doubt, yeah. No doubt. But he's used to L.A. too.
Yeah, of course.
So I think he could have his pick there if Arizona does something with Sean Miller. And that's really right now questionable. The next FBI trials are in late April. So after the Final Four is over, about 2 weeks later, the trials will start. And we don't know what's going to come out audio-wise. I spoke to one of the lawyers of Christian Dawkins, one of the defendants, and he said, listen, we're going to play some audio files of my client talking to some of these head coaches, and it's going to be flammable stuff.
Wow. And you know what? And Jeff, you know, we all love college hoops, but – I mean, this story and that trial is going to – I know it starts after the tour, but still, you know, there is that hangover dealing with the – you know, going into this with that trial and that investigation hanging over college hoops.
No doubt. No doubt. And, again, the last one kind of came and went, and there weren't really too many big names that kind of got embroiled in it because the judge didn't allow it. We'll see what happens in this one. We just don't know.
Jeff Goodman covers college hoops for The Athletic. Jeff, we'll close it out here. Taz asked you about UCLA, you know, and I remember a couple of months ago, you know, Vital was screaming on Twitter or tweeting out on Twitter about, you know, Patino getting an opportunity to coach once again in college hoops. You know, we know he's over in Greece and his team won in that Greek league. You know, do you think with everything and how it all ended in Louisville and all the stories coming out of that program, do you think Patino's done on the college level?
No, I think he coaches again.
You do?
I think he coaches again. Yeah, I think the only issue is right now, I think he'd be hired today if the NCAA has finished its investigation into Louisville and he was in the clear. That's the only thing I think we're waiting for big boy schools to go after him. I still think there'll be schools that will go after him this year because it's quieted down a lot. UNLV, if they make a move, wouldn't shock me. There's a lot of people there, a lot of money people that want them to hire Rick Pitino. So the question is, again, does your administration go for it? If they call the NCAA and the NCAA says, well, we're not done with our investigation into Louisville, do they take that risk? Or do they have to wait it out until that whole thing is done and, again, Rick Pitino is in the clear?
Jeff Goodman covers college hoops for The Athletic. Hey, Jeff, Stadium, I should say. Jeff, good luck with the podcast. We'll be listening to that self-interview. We appreciate it. And thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.